Well, we're going into a new school year, and I know that some months ago when the referendum, the spring referendum had been proposed, there were high hopes that work would be done towards building needs, but it's not possible right now. So what happens next?
Yeah, well, actually what we're going to do, we're still taking a lot of input from various community members and community groups. We're going to continue to meet with each campus and make sure that we take our time and get some broad-based grassroots input from everybody that's concerned about this issue, because the needs are still great and our teachers and our students deserve the very best possible facilities that we can provide for them. So we knew that it would be impossible in too short of a period of time to go in November. And as you recall, the referendum failed in late spring, and then we were trying to close the school year out over the summer. There's been a lot of people on vacation, so it's been kind of difficult to get everybody together. So we thought that the appropriate time would be to gear the thing back up in early fall semester, and that's what we're going to do. I don't see anything happening in April because we have 5 school board seats open, and I don't think it would be a good idea to try to float a referendum at the same time you have a school board election for 5 open seats. So what we're looking at is probably a year from this coming spring. And this will give a chance to get input from new board members, as well as take our time and get grassroots support and input from all of our stakeholders.
So we're talking about, at the earliest, depending on what the board decides to do, the spring of 2008 for some sort of referendum. And if there is a referendum, there's no telling at this point what size or scope it may be.
Yeah, I don't want to speak for the board, but based on my conversations with individual board members and also my recommendations as superintendent, I think that at the earliest we're talking about spring of 08. It just wouldn't make sense, I don't think, to try to float a referendum at a time when you have 5 school board seats open.
In the meantime, I know the board has been having its second meetings in the month at various schools. How many of those have been held so far?
We've had probably 3 or 4 of those, but we'll continue those from now on. There's no end date. We're going to do that throughout the year and the following year also. I really think that we're going to package something that everybody believes in and can support and endorse. And I truly am very optimistic about the next referendum being successful, because we'll take our time, we won't be rushed like we was before.
In the meantime, there was one idea which made the news a few weeks ago, and that was the availability of the Judah Christian School building, because Judah Christian is looking at moving to, I guess, a new building in Mahomet. And I know that, you know, school officials and school board members have toured the building. Is that still an option? Is there, is there a deadline for making a decision that would involve it? And have you identified strengths and weaknesses of the building?
Well, we're still analyzing that building and making some assessments, so it's still possible. We don't know exactly what direction we're going to go in with Judah Christian yet, but we're thankful that they approached us to see if there was some interest. And right now, the board hasn't said it's interested or is not interested. So we're going to continue to look at that building, study it, maybe do an ADA analysis and see whether or not that is an option. But certainly it would be irresponsible on our part not to take a look at that, because it is a building on the north side, and it would provide some additional seats. But again, before we can really definitively say whether or not it's an option that we will certainly undertake, more study needs to be done, and there needs to be more dialogue also with community members as well as special interest groups.
Has Judah Christian School itself placed a deadline on the availability of this building?
No, they haven't. They have not placed a deadline. They understand all the issues that we're dealing with and how sensitive many of those issues are, so they're willing to be patient, and they're just waiting on us to communicate with them. Certainly, we appreciate that, and we hope that we won't keep them waiting too long, but I really think that sometime early fall we'll be able to let them know whether or not we're interested in that building.
In the meantime, under the terms of the consent decree, what sort of relationship do you have with the plaintiffs now as to the requirements that the district has to fulfill under that decree?
Well, the relationship seems to be going very positive. They've also explored that building, and they want to take a further look at it also. They want to decide after they can see a condition analysis and some perhaps an ADA report, as well as a look at the asbestos in the building and so forth, before they can make a final determination as to whether or not they would support that as meeting the needs of the consent decree. So all parties are interested and just continue to study that, take a look at it, and we'll be making some decisions, I think, in the early fall.
Had there been a previous deadline for meeting that terms of the consent decree of New Strands north of University? And what happened to that?
Yeah, actually there had been. It was we were supposed to open those seats up at the beginning of the 05-06 school year, which was last school year. So we have to submit a new plan to the judge. And based on what we do at Judah Christian and as well as other ideas that have been explored, we'll be submitting a new plan for the judge in early fall.
Okay.
Actually, by September 15th.
How are the plaintiffs feeling about that in your talks with them?
Well, they just said they understood why we're late. They didn't like it, but they certainly understand that it took time for the facility study, and also the failed referendum didn't help. But they just want to make sure that they're included in the process and in the planning so that they can support what we submit to the judge. They want to be involved, and we're going to make sure that they get that opportunity.
Is that still Judge Joseph?
McDade.
Judge McDade.
Sure.
Still in there.
Judge McDade out of Peoria.
Okay. In the meantime, as you go into this new school year, last question. The real building needs of the district, and these are real building needs, how does this affect what Unit 4 is able to do in 06-07?
Well, the good thing about it is the needs are great, but our maintenance department, they've done a tremendous job at keeping these older facilities up and running smooth and operating efficiently, as efficient as possible. So we can make it for the next couple of years. We've made it this far, and we certainly hope that we can improve our facilities because the needs are there. But even with the seats right now, there's a lot of building going on in Savoy as well as the city of Champaign. But it'll be several years, a couple of years, 2 or 3 years down the road before we actually, I think, start seeing students as a result of the new households that are built.
Okay, Mr. Culver, thank you very
much
for taking the time.